just with flight delays, the economic impact of travel and the travel cancellations, it seems like framing the sort of changing climate in an economic context is a pretty powerful way to get people to start caring a little bit more about the changes that are happening to the earth.
There is a simple cost-benefit analysis that we are making a terrible deal right now in risking massive, massive losses when the costs of getting the climate system safer would be very small indeed. It's just opposed by very strong vested interests. The cost to lives, to safety, to the economy is vast and getting larger. But we have this powerful big oil industry that has been fighting this, and they bought the Senate, unfortunately, and the Republicans just voted down science again last week. They were given the opportunity to reflect on the most basic science that human activity significantly contributes to climate change, and the Republicans voted against that 49-5 in the Republican Party, if you can believe it. But of course, they're just on the take with the big oil money.
Yeah, it is an ironic juxtaposition, I think, that the vote that happened last week in Washington and what is happening this week on the Northeast Coast.